If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with No Blinker Mike. We got Bo over there, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan, of course, is back behind the glass as well. And the NBA playoffs continue tomorrow night. Pacers play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden for the Eastern Conference. Tonight, though, Wolves and Thunder kick off the Western Conference. Now, neither team has reached the NBA Finals. Do you guys have one you're pulling for more than the other?
I'm definitely pulling for the Thunder. We talked about this a little bit. I like the build it from the ground up approach. And it just, look, they're the little guy. And I like when the little guy wins when it comes to the NBA. They're the little guy.
Yeah. Did the Timberwolves like just go and trade for a bunch of, did they just sign a big three or something?
What do you mean?
I mean, well, how did the Timberwolves not build it from the ground up?
I mean, like, look, man, I don't know why you don't like my answer, but it is what it is.
I can't pull for OKC. They stole another city's team. So give me the Timberwolves and Ant-Man, the local kid, the kid that wears an A on his hat every time he enters the arena. Give me Anthony Edwards. That's who I'm pulling for.
Yeah, it's Ant-Man all the way. It's a local guy. I mean, you can't be an ATLian and not root for Ant-Man.
That's fine. I was going to pose the question to Dylan headed in here. Look. I'll give you Brunson. I'll give you Halliburton. I'll give you Ant-Man. I'll give you SGA. If you're starting your squad and you want to run to an NBA championship, which one are you rolling with? I think it's like they all have very clear-cut things that they're probably good at, that they're, you know, that's their sector. But I think if you frame it like you're building a squad, who you want rolling with you? Maybe even you're their teammate. Which one are you going with?
It's close for me between Anthony Edwards and Jalen Brunson because – while I'm going to pick Ant-Man because I think all around he is the best player out of the four you just named, Jalen Brunson, we cannot deny how good of a closer he is and how he can, like Ant-Man, put a team on your back and put the team on his back and take you to the promised land when he needs to. All that being said, though, I am going to take Anthony Edwards because Ant-Man can do all those same things that I just mentioned that Jalen Brunson can do, plus he has the athleticism that takes him over the top, right? So if I had to go with any of those guys, I'm definitely going with Ant-Man.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a couple interesting series. There's no doubt about it. And obviously starting tonight, like Allie said, the Thunder, 7.5-point favorites. That'll be in OKC at the Raycom Center. So fun to watch that matchup. I just think, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, Oklahoma City, when you look at their defense, not only are they the number one defense, it's like head and shoulders the number one defense. So yeah, that'll be really interesting to watch that matchup tonight with Anthony Edwards and what he's able to do with them. I think there's a couple of things that they're probably a little bit lax on defensively that maybe you look at the Timberwolves can take advantage of. But nonetheless, I think it's a bad matchup. It's a bad matchup. I think OKC runs all the way to the title with this one. So hopefully the Knicks fans can keep themselves from throwing trash at reporters and just other fans from other teams and things like that. Shout out to Brian Windhorst who just got it rained on him. Did y'all see that video?
What I saw that video. That?
Yeah.
I saw it. Yeah.
The Halliburton stuff?
Hey, man, over here. Talking to you. The Brian Windhorst video when they're throwing trash at him on the way into the arena. But I think it was, I guess it was Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, what do you expect? They spit on Trae Young.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the same fan base that spit on Trae Young in the 2021 playoffs. So No, I don't pull for anything New York, especially the Knicks.
Did you also see the story about the dude who wore the Halliburton jersey to the Knicks game?
That's the one I
thought.
That's the one I was talking about where they attacked
They threw literally
him.
Bags of trash at him, full bags of trash. That's
so ridiculous.
But now Halliburton is flying him out.
He's getting the hookup.
Yeah, he's getting the hookup.
And
from
he wasn't like, you know, you see people like that. They're like stirring the pot, like yelling. Then they get, you know, then they get attacked. Like this guy was just trying to get away. He's trying to escape. He's like, no, help me.
I mean, and, you know, Dylan and I have been nice so far today, but I'm not trying to be that guy. But, you know, he's an Eagles fan, and Eagles fans and Knicks fans are almost the same breed for me. They're both just – they're not nice people. Yeah. And they never act nice to others. They're rude. You know, like, again, Eagles threw batteries at Santa Claus. You know, Knicks fans spit on Trae Young. So I don't want to see any of them ever prosper.
How long do you continue to move on with this false narrative that I'm an Eagles fan? I'm a Falcons fan, Bo.
I mean, I see false narratives
every day.
Until
you go to an Eagles game and wear a Falcons hoodie. How about that? That's the assignment.
I was at the link. Y'all
Until
called
there
me.
There is photo or video evidence.
It's on my Instagram.
How did I call you? Okay. I was working the game.
No, I'm talking about y'all called me from the game, and I told y'all that next day that I went there with a Falcons jersey on. I had a Dion jersey on.
Never saw it.
It's on my Instagram.
He put himself in danger.
I don't. How do I know it's not Photoshop?
It's not.
You almost got.
I have witnesses too. I have eyewitnesses.
Let's go in the huddle.
Dylan, Simone's testimony does not hold up in court.
Question is Simone going to skip the concert they're supposed to go to so she can go to the Eagles?
Yes, she would.
The answer to that is an undenied yes. Simone would skip anything for an Eagles game.
I think it's safe to say you and I are the loyal ones.
The first thing I thought about, I was like, man, you know what? Grant can get away.
If Simone had to choose between nosebleed seats at an Eagles game or floor seats at a Drake concert, she's going to be in the nosebleeds at an Eagles game.
Hey, I don't know if I can blame her on that one.
Go out of date night on Friday night to go to Keith so that he can see the return of Ronald Acuna Jr. Let us know how you feel about it at 9:29 Morning Shift. We'll open up for wake-up calls coming up at 8 o'clock. One of the best defenders in the NFL, Mr. Fred Warner, on a three-year, $63 million extension with the San Francisco 49ers. That'll tie him to the team through the 2029 season. And somehow, he still feels underpaid. Not good.
I thought that once they signed Brock Purdy, they couldn't sign their other good players.
I think that's been one of the talking points is they have ridded themselves of some big contracts. Remember, they got 11. They had 11 draft picks this year.
Yeah,
a lot of people that don't remember. But yeah, the IU deal still stands out. You got rid of Debo. It is what it is.
They got tired of whatever Debo was dishing and not is performing to the level of. I think that was part of it. And Kyle Shanahan's not afraid to move on. Fred Warner might be the best linebacker in the NFL.
I think he is.
He's that good.
Yeah.
I was reading. I did it to my when I think I sent it to y'all. And I clicked on the link. The tweet that announced it, and it was a bunch of other teams' fans. Like, so does Fred Warner, and he's overpaid. And I was just thinking, man, thinks that Fred Warner is not a top three linebacker in the league, and maybe, and again, not the best. You either watch the games belligerently drunk, or you just don't know what you're watching when you watch them.
No weaknesses in his game. He's sideline to sideline. He's downhill. None. He's in coverage. He does it all in the middle of that defense. He's worth every single dime that they're going to pay him. All right, we're going to have to go back into this, and I feel like we've talked about this 9 times this offseason. The Green Bay Packers submit a revision of the tush-push rule proposal. Now, obviously, there's been back and forth about what this means and what this could be and whether, like, supposedly that this – vote was split down the middle 16-16 last time they took it, and they pushed it to the future. They've got to get 24 votes out of the NFL owners to be able to ban this inside the competition committee or whatever else. I think it happens. Personally, I think there's a reason they moved it. I think they wanted revisions to it. They've changed a little bit of the smaller footnotes and the language inside of this. I think the 24 votes happens. I don't think we're seeing the tush push next year.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you agree with it, though? Do you want the tush push band? Or?
I do.
Mike does.
Okay. I do. I think it's rugby.
And I'm
you can
okay
still
with it
do
too.
The quarterback sneak with Jalen Hurts and be fine. Yeah. Just don't push him in his butt and lift him up over the line of scrimmage.
You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of the flip-flopping from people when they have an opinion, when they want to talk about this. Like, yeah, I hear the same people say in one breath, it's not a big deal. You just don't like it because other teams have gotten good at it.
They're good. They're better at it than everybody
else.
Yeah,
and then I hear the same thing. Well, they should ban it because it ruins the game. It ruins, you know, the competitiveness of it. It ruined a whole series in the NFC Championship game. I'm with Mike though about this. There's too many people that have talked about the safety of it, and as a guy who was literally hurt in a very similar style play, which was Mike, and I'm not trying to call him out, but that's the truth. Yeah. He said it before, Allie. And then I have to listen to someone who's been hurt by a similar play.
Yeah, it's funny because you do some, well, there's no math behind it. Nobody ever gets hurt on it. I got news for you. There's a reason they banned the defensive pushers all the way back in 2013 or whatever it was. And I was one of the guys that got injured from a defensive pusher on a field goal. And I had foot surgery right after us playing against Detroit. So, yes, it is possible. Now, the only way to answer the tush push is to allow defenders to be pushed back in the line of scrimmage. That's the only way to make it even. And I don't think you should do that because now, like I said, you're talking about a defensive disadvantage and you're talking about guys getting injured once again. So, hopefully that ban goes through, in my opinion. But, of course, you've got your opinions as well. You can let us know at 929 Morning Shift. The time has come. And we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to sprinkle a little bit of the Braves and Spencer Strider. But then the debut of Dylan and Mic'd Up. Dylan is going to do a Top 5 Tuesday.
It is Top 5 Nintendo video games of all time.
Whoa! Hey. Whoa, dude. I'm just telling be
NES?
Very careful here.
NES or
be
Super
very,
Nintendo or
this is, dude,
Nintendo
this,
64.
Just game,
wow.
Games that have been released by Nintendo, so it can be Super, what was it?
Super NES,
Super
Nintendo,
NES,
okay.
Nintendo 64, Nintendo DS, Nintendo Switch.
Bro,
so all of them.
You did, like you were just like, I'm just going to do a cannonball in the deep end here.
I told y'all I was ready.
I'm not walking on the beach.
If there's anybody more qualified to talk about this than me,
all right,
point them out to me.
All right, we're going to find out. That's Dylan coming up in Top 5 Tuesday on the other side of the break. Hey, make sure you stick with us. You can get us at 929 Morning Shift. We'll have the wake-up call coming up. Having a lot of fun, and that's what we do. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.